Today's blot is Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we will begin at approximately 8 lines from the top. Meisvei Avodah Zarah Kisheretz. But before we begin today's shiur, let's review what we learned in the previous blot. Yesterday we had learned that the Mishnah began teaching us that Avodah Zarah is Metamek Nido. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Tizraim K'maydova. The Gemara quoted the Rabbanon saying that Avodah Zarah is Metame Kisheretz. There was a machloikis between Rava and Rabbi Lezer how to explain the machloikis of Rabbanon and Rabbi Kiva. According to Rava, everybody agrees that Avodah Zarah has a Tumas Masa like a nida. Tumas Masa, as we will learn, means if somebody carries the Avodah Zarah, he will become Tamei, just like someone who carries a nida is Tamei. The Machloikis, according to Rava, between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon, is regarding Evan Mesame, a unique type of Tumas to nida, which Rabbi Kiva says also applies to Avodah Zarah, and Rabbanon say, according to Rava, it doesn't. Rabbi Lezer's explanation in the Machlokas of Rabbanon and Rabbi Kiva was different. He says that everybody agrees that Avodah Zarah is not Metame Be'evim Mesama. The Machlokas was regarding Tumas Masa, where Rabbanon holds that it doesn't even have a Tumas Masa, and Rabbi Kiva holds that it does have Tumas Masa. Begins the Gemara with a Kasha on Rava. The Braisa says, Avodah Zarah Kisheretz, then Avodah Zarah has the same status as a Sheretz as far as Tumah, Umisham Sheh Kisheretz, and the service items used for Avodah Zarah have the same din as a Sheretz. Rabbi Kiva says, Avodah Zarah Kenida, Avodah Zarah has the same status as a Tumas Nida, Umisham Sheh, however, the service pieces of Avodah Zarah have a din Kisheretz. What does it say at the beginning of this Braisa? That Avodah Zarah is Kisheretz. That Avodah Zarah has a Tumah like Sheretz, not like a Nida. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Lazar, the way Rabbi Lazar explained the Machloikis, that according to Rabbi Lazar's interpretation of the Machloikis, there is no Tumas Mas of Avodah Zarah Nicha. This statement of the Braisa fits well. El Rabba, but according to Rabba, even the Rabbanan agree that Avodah Zarah is Metama B'masa Kasha. We have a question, because here the Braisa says Avodah Zarah Kisheretz Om L'cha Rabba. So Rabba answers Mi Elimim Masnisan. Why do you ask a Kasha from this Braisa? Yesterday we quoted a Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah. Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah says the Ktani, the Mishnah taught us Eitzav, the wood, Vavon of the stones, Vafrav, and the mortar of the Avodah Zarah Metam Kisheretz Vukimna. And how did I explain that statement? My Besheretz, when the Braisa said that Avodah Zarah has a tum of only like Sheretz, it meant the Loi Metam Be'evim Mesame, the special type of tumah which we learned applies by Nida, will not apply by Avodah Zarah. Hachnami, here too I will say, when the Braisa says that according to Rabbanan Avodah Zarah Kisheretz, it's not to say that there is no Tumas Masa Avodah Zarah. Yes, there is a Tumas Masa Avodah Zarah. What does the Braisa mean when it says Avodah Zarah Kisheretz? That it doesn't have a Tumah of Evez Mesame. And Tosfos explains, if Rav's point is correct, and it certainly does make sense, that the Mishnah words in Masechta Avodah Zarah also, at first glance, pose a difficulty to Rabba, and we had to explain them. So why did the Gemara prefer to ask a kasha from the Braisa? Why doesn't the Gemara ask a question from the Mishnah? And like Rabba will answer the Mishnah, he'll answer the Braisa. So Tosfos answers, because in this Braisa it seems to equate the Avodah Zarah to the Misham Sheho, to the service pieces of Avodah Zarah. And by the service pieces of Avodah Zarah, everybody agrees that they're a bottom hold, that it doesn't have a Tumas Masa. So if the Brice is comparing Avodah Zarah to Mishum She'el, that should be the din by the Avodah Zarah too, and therefore will be a question on Rabbah's interpretation of the Rabbanan's position. That's what the Gemara says. You have good kasha, but just like we have to explain the Mishnah, we will explain the Brice. Ask the Gemara another kasha on Rabbah. Meisvei, it says in a Brice, Nachri v'nachris, a non-Jewish man or a non-Jewish woman, Avodah Zarah, Mishum She'el, Hein, Ve'er Tamei, V'loya Satan. But there's no Tumah by them being carried. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Hein Ve'er Satan. They and are Tamei, and they're also Tamei when they're carried. Ask the Gemara the same question. Bishlam L'Rabbi Elazar Nicha, according to Rabbi Elazar's explanation of the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, this Braisa works. Because although the Braisa says that Avodah Zarah does not have Tumah when it's being carried, that fits perfectly with the way Rabbi Elazar explains the Rabbanan Shita, that the Rabbanan hold that Avodah Zarah is not Matam B'Masa. El Rabbah, but according to Rabbah, who says that even the Rabbanan agree that Avodah Zarah is Matam B'Masa, here it says, Hein V'Loya Satan, so therefore it's Kasha. Omlach Rabbah. So Rabbah tells you, is this Braisa so perfect, ulatameich, that you consider this braisa so fine? There's also kasha. It says in this braisa, nachri v'nachris, a non-Jewish male or female, hein v'loy Satan. They are tamei, but not when they're carried. They don't generate tumah when they're being carried. Ask the Gemara of Atanya, there's a braisa that says, the pasuk says, regarding tumah zof, which is similar to Tumas Nida. Dabra b'nei Yisrael. So the pasuk begins, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, speak to Klal Yisrael and tell them a person who has Tumas Zof. So we learn from this, b'nei Yisrael matam b'ziva, that midaraisa, only Jews are susceptible to Tumas Ziva, they noch matam b'ziva, but not non-Jews. Avu gozra aleihem, but Chazal decreed she kuzov l'chol devrayim, that goyim should have a din of ziva under all circumstances. So we see that the Braisa teaches us that mid rabbonon goyim do have tumah ziva. So let's look at this Braisa. The Braisa said that nachri v'nachris don't have tumah ziva. What am I going to do after I learn this Braisa? And the reason why Chazal decreed that goyim should have tumah ziva is to separate Jews from non-Jews. And it's interesting, the Pesukim say that from here we see that midaraisa, at least, goyim don't have tumah, and therefore the Shaila Teshuvos Beis Shlomo and the Shaila Teshuvos Shaila Meishiv say that if somebody has to prepare a mikvah, the halach is that the water has to be placed into the mikveh, into the pit of the mikveh, through by not touching anything that's mekabel tumah. That if there's no other choice, maybe an option is to let a goy pour the water into the mikveh, because a goy is not mekabel tumah. But we're not learning hilchos mikvahs. But where are we up to? We said that this braisa posed a question to Rabbah. And Rava's immediate response was that this Braisa is difficult in its first place, because the Braisa says that there is no Tumah Ziva by Goyim, and we just learned the Braisa that says that there is Tumah Ziva by Goyim. El Rava Matarzal Tamei, Rava will have to explain the Braisa, repair the wording of the Braisa, and say as follows. Nachri v'nachris, as far as a non-Jewish male or female, hein they themselves, there's Satan, and when they're being carried, veva mesame, because a zov and a zova have a tumas eva mesame, as we've been learning, avodah zarah, that's all tamei. By avodah zarah, he, it itself, the seita, when it's carried, avloi eva mesame shalom, but not by eva mesame. That's what the rabbanon hold. Rabbi Kiva says, by avodah zarah, he ve seita ve tam shalom, it itself, and when it's being carried, and also Eva Meshama, are all Matami. That's the way Rabbah will explain. Rabbi Elazar Matarzal Tamei, and Rabbi Elazar will explain the Braisa according to his understanding, Nachri v'Nachris, by a non-Jewish male or female, he v'Seit nev'Evans m'Same Shalhen. Sat it, when it's carried, and ever m'Same, or all Tame. Avoid the Zorah, by Avoid the Zorah, the Rabbanan, according to Beleza's view, will hold he, it itself, v'lo yaseit, and not when it's carried, and certainly not ever m'Same. He, it, v'yaseit, when it's carried. So the Braisa is explained. Now, the Gemara now will bring down Rav Ashi's explanation of the Braisa. But before we learn in the Gemara what Rav Ashi says, let's just say two words of introduction. Firstly, what's bothering Rav Ashi with the previous pshat? He says there's another problem with the wording of the Braisa. The Braisa says, regarding the various items mentioned in the Braisa, he, hein, they themselves, when a Satan and them when they're being carried. Ask Rav Ashi if these items that we're mentioning have such a level of tumah that the Satan, even what they carry, even when they're carried, they're tumah. Certainly they themselves are tumah. If they themselves are not tumah, then they won't generate tumah by being carried. So why does the Braisa have to use the word Tain? That's what's bothering Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi is going to introduce a new type of tumah. Till now we've been talking about by a Zov and by a Nida, a type of tumah called Tumas Masa. That when the Nida or the Zov are carried, they generate tumah to the person who's carrying them. Says Rav Ashi, there is another type of tumah. There's a that's also unique to Zov and Nida, and that's called Tumas Hesed. Tumas Hesed means that not that the tumah, the Zov or the Nida are being carried, but just the opposite. The Zov or the Nida are carrying something else. And that is what the Mishnah Masech the Zov says, the kol hanisa al gabi azov, anything that's carried by azov, tomei. That's called tumas hesed, and it's learned from the pasuk that says v'chol hanegeya b'chol ashiya tachtov yitma. Another terminology used in shas for this type of tumas, which we're calling tumas hesed, is also called al yoinoi shalzov. Maskal of Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asks on the wording of the Braisa. My hain, I don't understand the lashon, I don't understand the terminology of the Braisa when the Braisa uses the word hain, that they themselves are tamei. Of course they themselves are tamei. Verse Satan, if when you carry them it generates tamei, they themselves must be tamei. Ela Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, and what we're going to do is we're going to learn Rav Ashi, how Rav Ashi explains the Braisa according to way Rabbah understands the Machloikis of Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. And then we'll say how Rav Ashi would learn the wording of the Braisa according to Rabbi Loza's explanation of the Machloikis of Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. Hachikam, this is the way you have to learn Peshat in the Braisa. Nachri v'nachris, by non-Jewish, male or female, bein hein shesitu secherim, whether if they carry others, bein acherim shesitu oisam, or whether others carry them, tameim, there's tamei, that makes a difference of they're being carried or they're carrying. Avoid the zara shesitu acherim tahorim. If an avoid the zara carries something else, they are tar. Acherim shesitu oisam, but if others carry the Avodah Zarah Tameim, because even, this is like Rav explains, even the Rabbanan agree that Avodah Zarah has a Tumas Masa. Misham Sheha, however, the idol service pieces, Bein Hein Shesitus Acherim, Bein Acherim Shesitus others, whether they carried others, which is Tumas Hesed. Ben Achem Shesit Noisa, whether others carry them, which is Tumas Masa, Tahirim, there is no such Tumah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Nachri v'nachris, a non-Jewish male or female, Vavodah Zarah, Ben Hein Shesitus Acherim, ben achem shesitrus oitzom, whether it's a tumas hesed or whether we're dealing with a situation of tumas masa tameim, there will be tuma. Misham sheho, however, on the service pieces, ben hein shesitrus sacherim, ben achem shesitrus oitzom, whether it's a tumas masa or whether tumas hesed tahirim, there is no expansion of tuma to that degree on the service pieces of Avodah Zarah. However, the Braisa does not say anything. So when the Braisa says Hein Vesetim, it means regarded Tumas Hesed and regarded Tumas Masa. And the Braisa is telling us, and Rava will agree to this, that the Rabbanan hold that although Avodah Zarah has Tumas Masa, it does not have Tumas Hesed. And Rabbi Kiva will hold that it has both Tumas Masa and Tumas Hesed, when? On the Avodah Zarah itself, but not on the Mishamsha. This is the way Rava explained, this is the way the Braisa would go according to Rav Ashi, according to Rava. However, according to Rav Elazar, who says that the Rabbonon hold that Avodah Zarah certainly doesn't have Tumas Hesed, but it doesn't have even Tumas Masa, we have to say Pshat in the Brayis like this. Nachri v'nachris, by non-Jewish male or female, Hein v'Satan. There's Tumas Masa and Tumas Hesed. Avodah Zarah m'shem sheho, Avodah Zarah in its service pieces, Hein v'loy Satan. There is no, there's Tuma on them, but there's no Tumas Masa and certainly no Tumas Hesed. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva is going to tell us, Nachri v'nachris, a non-Jewish male or female, Hein v'Satan, have Tumas Masa and Tumas Hesed. Avodah Zarah, Hivloy Seita, and Avodah Zarah is going to have Tuma when it's carried, but not when it's carrying ink. That means it has Tumas Masa, not Tumas Hesed. Mishem Shah, and regarding the service pieces of Avodah Zarah, Loy Hein v'Loy Seitan, there is no Tumas Masa, and certainly not Tumas Hesed. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Ashi is saying that this Bryce is teaching us a halacha regarding Tumas Hesed. Ask the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, when we talk about an Avodah Zarah, which is an inanimate item, Bishlam Achem Shesitin Oysom, the case of Tumas Masa, where other people are carrying the Avodah Zarah, Mishtachasla, is very easy to identify. Elihi Shesitas Acherim, but the Avodah Zarah, which is an inanimate object, how could it carry something else? Heichem Mishkachslo. Hesed means that it's carrying. How can an Avodah Zarah carry something else? Answers the Gemara. Omer Rami B'Reid Rav Yema Kritnan. I can find you such a case. The case is like we learned in a Mishnah. Hazov B'Kaf Misnayim. If a zov is on one of the pans of a scale, the old-fashioned scale that had two pans, and the zov is on one side, va'oichlam amashkin bekaf shniya, and foods and liquids are on the other, kor hazav, if the zov weighs down his side, tameim. So here we have a case where the zov is carrying other items, because by the zov weighing down himself on his side, he's essentially carrying the other side. So he may not be carrying in the old fashioned way that we think of carrying, but says the Braisa, says the Mishnah, that too is included in the concept of Tumas Hesed. Korahein, what's going to be the halacha if the foods weigh down? Tar the tar, which Rashi right away points out. Why they tar? Shouldn't this be a case of Tumas Masa? Because aren't the foods and liquids supporting the Zov's weight by suspending his side of the scale? So Rashi answers that the type of Tumah we're talking about here is what's called Tumas Medris, Tumah of a seat, or otherwise known as Tumas Mishkev Moshev. And the halacha is that Tumas Medris only applies to something which is designated for supporting the weight of a human being. since foods and liquids are not designated to support the weight of human beings, they cannot acquire this tumah. Ask the Gemara. Kaman azla hadatanya. According to who of the Gemara of the Tanoim that we have identified in our previous sugya will the following brisa follow? The brisa says, "Kara tameos, any thing that's tar, hamasitos, if they carry something else, tahiris. The tar object remains tar, which is tumas hesed. That there is no tumas hesed chutz miseta shazav, except in the situation by something which is carried by Azov. That there is no other situation in all of the Torah that something is carried by Tomei, that it becomes Tomei, except the situation of something being carried by Azov or Nida. Says the Gemara, Lamed Loi Krabbe Kiva. Shouldn't we say that this Brisa can't follow the Rabbi Kiva Shita? Dik Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds Ika Nami Avodah Zarah. Because the way we explain, certainly at least the way Rav explained, Rabbi Kiva holds that there is Tumas Hesed even by Avodah Zarah. And here the Brisa is saying that Tumas Hesed is limited to Zav and Nida. Answers the Gemara, Afila Tam Rabbi Kiva. You can't say that this Brisa will work Rabbi Kiva. Why? Tana Zav V'chol D'Damalei. When the Brisa says Zav, it means anything similar to Zav. Now, as we've been explaining since we learned the Mishnah at the beginning of this Perek, the Mekar, the source that we know that Avodah Zarah is Tameh, whatever Tumah we're going to describe to it, is Tumah is from Zav, from Nida. So when the Brisa says that a Zav has a Tumas Hesed, obviously Avodah Zarah has Tumas Hesed. Because where does Avodah Zarah get its whole din of Tumah from? It gets it from Nida. It gets it from Zav. So the Brisa didn't have to say that Avodah Zarah has Tumas Hesed. If the Brisa says that Zav has Tumas Hesed, and we say that Avodah Zarah has all the dinim of Zav and Nida, automatically I know that Avodah Zarah has Tumas Hesed also. Now the Gemara now refers to a shayla that we spoke about yesterday. Bar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Avodah Zarah, when we speak about Avodah Zarah having Tumah, Yeshna Laivarim or Eina Laivarim, does the Tumah that we're giving to the Avodah Zarah also apply to its disassembled limbs or not? And as Tosfos explains, certainly if we have an Avodah Zarah that's made out of one piece or whatever material, and a part of it is broken off, that part that's broken off is no longer considered part of the Avodah Zarah. What we're discussing here is an Avodah Zarah that's made out of parts that could be screwed on and off. And now the question is, what is the status of those disassembled limbs? Sigmar explains it's Rav Chama Bar Gurya's Kasha. Heicha dehegid yochel lachziro, in a situation where anybody could easily reassemble Avodah Zarah, like the Baruch, there's no question. The command of Chumaveristami, it's considered like the Avodah Zarah is still intact, and each segment will certainly have a din tuma. Key to Baruch, the question is Heichad Ein Hedjidach Lechziroi, where a regular person can't assemble it, you need some sort of a craftsman to do it. My, what is the halacha? Kiven Dein Hedjidach Lechziroi, since it can't be easily reassembled. Command the Mizbri Dami. We look at it as if the Avodah Zarah is broken and it will not generate Tumah, as we've learned, and a broken, anything that's broken no longer generates Tumah. Aydilma Hala Mechasra. Since nothing was diminished through its dismantling, the only thing that's required is just that you need to get somebody who could put it together. Maybe it's still considered a legitimate Avodah Zarah as far as Hilchos Tumah is concerned. Vika de Baile, there's another version of explaining Chama Bar Gurya's Shweila Lahakisa to this version. Heichad Ein Hedjid Yochel Lachzira, in a case where a layman can't put it together. It takes talent to put it together. Light to Barilach, there's no question. The command of Mizbrudami, that it's considered broken and it will not generate tumah. Keita Barilach, where is the question? Heicha the hedjit yachlach zira. In a case where a regular person could put it together. Mai. What is the halacha? On one hand, I could say, kiven the hedjit yachlach zira, kiven, since a layman is able to reassemble, command the mechaber dummy. I look at it as if it's still intact, and it generates tumah. A dilma, on the other hand, hash to me kol mishaf v'shaya. Right now, it's pulled apart and dismantled. So the fact that it's easily repaired doesn't really make a difference. Says the Gemara, teiku, the question remains. Continues the Gemara. Boy, revachtuvi barami, avadazora p'chusa mikazayis mahu. What is going to be the law? What's going to be the halacha when you have an avodah zara that's less than the size of a kazayis? Is it considered an avodah zara as far as hilchos tumah or not? Mask of Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks, Lamai, regarding what shaila are you asking? Ilam lini nasura, if you're telling me whether it falls under the isra of avodah zara, certainly it falls under this category. Now, first of all, we have to identify, as Rashi does, that avodah zara is also b'hanah, as the pasuk says, "V'leisavi ta'evel be'secha, v'leyidbak biyotcha mu'uma menacherim." So, avodah zara is certainly also b'hanah. So, Narag Mara says, makes no difference what size the avodah zara is. It's certainly also b'hanah. Why? Lo yehezuv El Balikrin. It should be no different than Zvuv, which was the Avodah Zara of Ekron, which although it was smaller than a Kazayis, has the full halach of an Avodah Zara. Because as the Pasuk says in Shoiftim, the Pasuk says that after Gideon, who was one of the Shoiftim of Klal Yisrael, died, many Jews started to worship the idol of Baal Bris, which the Brisa says was really Zvuv. Zvuv looked like, some say it looked like a fly, others say it looked like the tip of the male organ. Again, and that's why it's called Baal Bris, because that's where the Bris is done. No matter how you look at it, it was obviously very small. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, V'yusim lahem Baal Bris l'Elohim, after Gideon died, they took this Baal Bris, as their god, which was Zer Zvur Baal Ekron. Melamed, it comes to teach us, Shekol Echav Esod, also the Musi Rosoi, everybody made a likeness of this Avodah Zarah, Omenichoi B'tach Kisoi, and would put it into his wallet, Kivin Shezoichor, every time he would remind himself of this Avodah Zarah, Metzim B'tach Kisoi, he would take it out of his wallet, Mechapkoi and Nashkoi, he would hug it and kiss it. So obviously, this is a full-fledged Avodah Zara. Elo, so that's not what the Gemara's question must be. Elo inyan tumah. The question is, as far as Hilchos Tumah is concerned, Mai, what do I say? Kivin de Iskish, as we've been learning since yesterday already, where the Pasuk, in describing Avodah Zara, says, Shaketz tishak tzana, from which we've learned that Avodah Zara we compare to a Sheretz, and Kivin Iskus for Sheretz, since Avodah Zara is compared to a Sheretz, Mas Sheretz be Kadasha, just like we know the Sheretz is Matami even by Kadasha, the size of a lentil, which is smaller than a Kazayis, should I say Avodah Zara Nami be Kadasha, that Avodah Zara also generates Tumah when it's even just the size of Adasha, or Duma Ha Iskus Lames? Or maybe we should say, as we will learn shortly, Avodah Zara is compared to mes, tumas mes, and ma mes we know is with kazayis, that the mes only gives off tumah by the size of azayis. Avodah Zara is only be kazayis. Omer avi v'itaymi rabbi barula toshma de tanya avodah zara pchus mikazayis. If an avodah zara is less than a kazayis, there is no tumah. Shenema, as the pasuk says, where the Pasuk describes Melech Yeshio's efforts to purge all of Eretz Yisrael of idol worship, and it says, V'yashlech es Afra, He threw the dust of the ground up, Avodah Zorah, El Kever Bnei Ha'am, upon the graves of the people who had sacrificed to it. So since the Pasuk puts together Avodah Zorah a mess, I learned Ma mess b'kazayis, just like Tumas Meis is a kazayis, Avodah Zorah b'kazayis, Avodah Zorah also is only b'kazayis. Now, what the Gemara is going to do now is going back to the way Rabbi Lozer explains the Shita of the Rabbonin, what the Rabbonin say, what Tumah does apply by Avodah Zorah, and what Tumas do not apply by Avodah Zorah, and also taking into consideration the various Psukim that we've identified over the last two Shiurim to which Avodah Zorah compared, the Gemara is going to teach us what every Pasuk teaches us according to Rabbi Lozer's interpretation of the Shita of the Rabbonin. Rabbonin. According to Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Lozer, L'may Hilchasa Iskish L'Sheretz, what do I learn when the Torah compares Avodah Zorah to Sheretz? To teach us D'lo Mitamba B'Masa, that Avodah Zorah doesn't have Tumas Masa, that if you carry the Avodah Zorah, it's not like Tumas Nida, there's no Tumah. L'Nida, what do we learn by teaching us that Avodah Zorah is compared to Nida? Dein and La'avorim, that the disassembled limbs of an Avodah Zorah don't have Tumah, just like the disassembled limbs of a Nida. L'meis, what do I learn when the Nach compares Avodah Zorah to Mes? The L'metam B'Kadasha, that it doesn't give off Tumah when it's only the size of a lentil, it has to be the size of a Kazayis. So essentially, what have all these Psukim taught us, according to Rabbi Lozer's interpretation of the Rabbanan? They've taught us Kulis, that even though Avodah Zorah is Tameh, it's a limited Tumah, it's not as severe as it could have been. Ask the Gemara, Eim al-Chumra. Maybe I should say that the Psukim teach us Chumras, they teach us stringencies. L'may hilchus ha'akshi rachmanu l'sheretz. Why did the Torah compare Avodah Zorah to Sheretz? L'tmuyah b'kadasha. To tell us that Avodah Zorah is Tameh not when it has to be the size of a Kazayis, it has to be even the size of an Adash, or even the size of an Adasha, it will be Tameh. L'nida, you know why the Torah compared it to Nidas? The Tameh Veve Mesama, that we learned yesterday, the Nida has this special Chumrah, the stone, let's just review it, a stone on top of pegs, anything under that heavy stone will be Tameh, so too will be the Din by Avodah Zorah, if it's on top of pegs, on top of a stone, anything under the stone will be Tameh. Akshrachmana Lames, and what do I learn by the Torah, by the Nach comparing Avodah Zorah to Mes? The Tumui Oil. Do we know Mes has the special type of Tumah called Tumas Oil, that anything that's in the same tent, anything that's in the same building as a Mes is Tameh, so too will be the Halacha as by Avodah Zorah. So if we're faced with three Psukim in which the Navi compares Avodah Zorah to different type of Tumas, why do the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Lozer, use all those Psukim to teach us Kulis, maybe could teach us Chumris? Answers the Gemara, Tumas Avodah Zorah Drabbanan he, the whole concept of Tumah by Avodah Zorah is only with Rabbanan, and as Rashi explains, because all these Psukim are only Psukim and Nach, and furthermore, they're only in a smacht ba'alma, they're not a real gzeirah shavah, which we have in Mesorah from Rebbe to Talmud. So therefore, from faith, the kula of a chumrah, that we could use the psukim to teach us a kula, or the chumrah, we could use the psukim to teach us a chumrah, l'kula makshinan, we use it for a kula, v'loi l'chumrah l'makshinan, we don't use it to teach us chumras. And that's why we're using these psukim to teach us, according to Balaz, according to Rabbanan, kulas. Interestingly, the Mishnah Melech takes this concept even a step further. We're saying now that Avodah Zorah is only Matama B'Kazayis. That's what we learned from a Meis. Ask the Mishnah Melech, what's Kamida Halacha by every Tumah? If you have a half a Kazayis of a Tumah of a Meis, and then you have another half a Kazayis, those two half Kazayis will combine to Tumah. Says the Mishnah Melech, by Avodah Zorah it's different. If you have a half a kazayis of Avodah Zorah and another half a kazayis of Avodah Zorah, you don't have enough in either shear for Tumah, And even if you put them together, they won't be mitzdarif. The Tfuah Shor disagrees, and he says that they would combine. Says the Mishnah. The premise to this Mishnah is that ships cannot be makabel tuma. Ask the Mishnah, Menayin l'sfinashi tahira, from where do I know that a ship is tahar? Shenema, there's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Derech ania belev yam. The path of a ship is in the heart of a sea. And the Gemara right away will explain it. We're going to explain this Gemara the way the Chassam Sofer explains the Gemara. There's a pasuk in Mishlei where Shlomo HaMelech says, Shloisha Hema Neflu Mimeni. There are three things that I can't fathom. For Abra Lo Yedati, and the four things I don't know. What is one of the four things? Derech Aniya Belev Yam. The way of a ship in the ocean. So Pshat is like this. What is Shlomo HaMelech saying? That he doesn't know what a ship does in the ocean? Ask the Gemara. Pshita Aniya Belev Yam Hi. Of course a ship travels in the ocean. Everybody knows that a ship travels in the ocean. What is the pasuk teaching us? Hakamashmuan. What the pasuk is teaching us is kiyam, that we compare a ship to the sea. Ma yam tahor, just like a yam is tahor, a river is not makabel tuma. Av sfina tahora, so too is a ship not susceptible to tuma. And Shlomo HaMelech was saying, I know that the halacha is that a aniya, that a boat is like the yam, that's not makabel tuma. I don't know why. Tanya, so says the Braisa. Chananya Amma, Chananya says a different way how we know that a ship is not makabel tuma. Numad misak. Since the Torah, when it talks about different materials, compares, creates wooden utensils to sack, to a sack cloth. So I learned like this. Ma sack, matata malam arekun. A sack in its normal use is carried whether it's full with other subjects or objects or empty. Af kol matata malam arekun. You know when a wooden utensil is makabel tuma? When it can be moved both when it's full and empty. Lafukas feina comes to exclude a boat, it can't be carried when it's full and when it's empty. It can only be carried when it's empty. When it's full, it's obviously too heavy to be carried. Ask Tosfos, of course a ship is carried when it's full. That's when you've taken it on the sea. So Tosfos says, you're not carrying the ship. It's the water moving, and by the water moving, the ship moves along. So right now we have two sources how we know that a ship is not makabel tuma. Either I know it from the pasuk of Derech Aniya Belev Yam, which compares a ship to the water, or I know it because it doesn't have the characteristics of sack. Ask the Mar Maibinayu, what's going to be the difference between these two sources? Says the Mar Ikvinay Svina Shalcheres. The difference will be if you have a ship made out of earthenware. Mandom Aniya Belev Yam, according to Mandom that says it because I learned from the pasuk on the Lev Yam. Hanam v'Lev Yam. It makes no difference out of what material the ship is made. It travels in the sea. However, l'man d'amik is sak. According to the man d'amik that says that I learned from sak, hanach d'ksiv gabisak, only those materials that are compared to sak, which is wood. There we have d'alocha, d'imatatels mol v'reken, that it can be moved when it's full or it's empty, in, then it's makabel tuma. Eloi, if it doesn't have that characteristic, loy, it's not makabel tuma. When it's made out of earthenware, afagav din teltelos mol v'reken, even if it can't be carried when it's empty or full, it won't make a difference. It still will be makabel tuma. Inami, another nafkamina will be sfinas hayarden, the boats that were used on the Jordan River, which were narrow. The river was narrow and shallow, and therefore only small boats, which could be carried both when they're full and empty, were used. Lamandama Aniya Belev Yam Hi. According to Mandam that learns it from the pasuk of Aniya Belev Yam, Hanami Aniya Belev Yam Hi. These are travel in the sea and the Namakabatuma. However, l'man dam metaltal small of a reikun, that the characteristic required to be makabel tumah is that it could be moved when it's full and empty. Hanami, these small belts, metaltal small of a reikun, can be moved when they're full and empty. Domer of chenina ben akavya. Neima amru, svina sayad and tumeya. Why did Chazal say in a Mishnah, in Masech the Kalim, that the boat that is used in the Yardin is Makabal Tumah? Neshutayna sambi yabasha. People load it with cargo on the dry land, and then put it into the water. Since it's carried, even when it's full, that's why it's Makabal Tumah. Amrav Yehuda Merav. Lo'olam ayimna odamas atman beis ha-medrash ha-filosh ha-achas. A person should never absent himself from the beis medrash ha-filosh ha-achas even for one moment. Shrei kamish shonim nishna mishna zuba beis medrash. For many years, they were learning this Mishnah in the beis medrash, that the svinas ha-yardain is mekabel tumah. Nobody understood why. At shebar b'chanina b'nekavi, until b'chanina b'nekavi came a pirsha and explained it. Now, if somebody would have missed the shiur that day, he would have missed this wonderful explanation. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yonason, L'olam yilna odamas etzmi beis ha-medrash and medivri Torah. A person should not hold himself back from beis ha-medrash and from medivri Torah, v'afilu b'shas misa, even at the moment of death. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Zois ha-Torah. So the Pasuk uses the word Torah, Odam kiyomus ba'oil, when a person dies in a tent. Afil b'shas misa, even when a person is about to die, he is at the moment of death, te'oisib b'Torah shalun Torah. So there's a beautiful explanation from the Meshech Chochma in this Gemara. We learned the Gemara Masech the Brachas. The Gemara says, Imroi Odam shiyitroi Mizgabralov. If a person sees that the Yetzahara is prevailing on him, so Yaskaloya, the Gemara says he should learn Torah, the Yaskaloya Mamisa. So what do we see? That Yaskaloya Mamisa, remembering death, takes away the Yetzahara. The Gemara also says there that Torah takes away the Yetzahara. Says the Meshech Chochma. Somebody might have thought that what is the purpose of learning? The purpose of learning is to weaken the Yetzahara, to destroy the Yetzahara. Therefore, when somebody's holding Rachman Litzlan at the moment of death, he doesn't have to learn, because he doesn't have to worry about the Yetzahara anymore. He's already at the moment of death. Teaches us the Gemara that the purpose of learning is not just to fight the Yetzahara. Learning has its own intrinsic value. It has a value for learning itself. And therefore, and it's the most chashuv mitzvah. Since learning has its own intrinsic value, not just to fight the Yetzirah, even at the moment of death, a person should learn. Continues the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaymin. The Torah cannot be retained. El b'mishe meimus atma leil. Only by somebody who's ready to kill himself for the Torah. Shenemar, v'zoyis ha-Torah, odam kiyomus ba'oil. A person who's ready to die for Torah. So a lot of pshat in this Gemara, we'll just mention some. The Majid Sarebbe says pshat like this. We know that Rashi says, in Chumash, when Yaakov Avinu called his son Yosef and asked him that he should bury him, he said, V'sisa imadi chesed v'emes. So Rashi says, what's chesed v'emes? Chesed sh'oisim imameisim. Kindness that's done with people who die. Chesed sh'lemesi. It's pure chesed. Why? Because if you do chesed, if you do kindness to a person that died, ein mitzapel l'tashlum gemul. You can't await payment. The person's leaving the world. Says the Gemara, ein divrei Torah miskaymin. To retire, to have a real hatzlach in Torah, as el b'misha meimus atzma leil. He treats his attitude towards learning is the same as his attitude towards the chesed he does with a mace. Just like the chesed he does with a mace is purely l'shem shemayim, in the sake of doing a chesed, so too his learning should be shloya menas l'kabel pras, not for any reward, just for the sake of learning Torah. The other pshat, which is maybe is a little simpler, the Gemara says many places that oni choshev kameis, that a person who has no money is considered like a person who deceased. Ein divrei Torah miskaymim, who, you know where there's a hatzloch in learning, you know where there's a success in learning, el b'mish shemei mesat malera, somebody who's willing to give up olam hazeh, he's willing to give up all the enticements of this world just to be maisa nefesh, to learning, such people with the siyat d'shmaya will have hatzloch in learning.